Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially live ones, and especially ones with the generous support from Carol Butler, who happens to be in our studio here today, at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and we are so happy this morning to welcome this gentleman back to our show, Anthony Snape. How are you, Anthony?
I'm fantastic. It's really great to be back. Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you. You're always smiling when you're here on the show. Puts us in a mood, and especially today since it's so cloudy outside, and we're looking forward to your music. What would you like to play for us first here?
I've got a little song that is coming on to my brand new record. We're in the process of tracking it, actually.
Okay.
This song is yet to be recorded, so basically what I get to do is play it for you and get to run through it in my head to make sure that I get all the bits right for the recording.
So we are your guinea pigs, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
All right, well, here's Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Storm cloud waiting for the sun. I know it's coming. Every sad sky's gotta have one. A little ray of hope for every drop that falls. Find the answers to it all. I'm chasing rainbows from the ground. I search the skies. Chasing rainbows, 'cause it makes me feel alive. Oh, taking me places I never go. Just spending my time chasing rainbows. Ooh, oh. I get lost in the colors. On the outside, it seems so gray. For a moment, why does it have to be that way? Finding where it goes, one day I might know. Then I'm left with a golden lining. I'm chasing rainbows from the ground. I search the skies. I'm chasing rainbows, 'cause it makes me feel alive. Oh, taking me places I never go. Just spending my time chasing rainbows. Ooh, oh, oh. Some say it's an illusion, not as far as I can see. And it's a beautiful reason to be who I wanna be. That's why I'll always be chasing rainbows from the ground. I search the skies. I'm chasing rainbows, 'cause it makes me feel alive. Oh, taking me places I never go. Just spending my time chasing rainbows. Chasing rainbows.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. And a perfect song for today, I should say.
Perfect day for it, huh?
Yes. Very, very. Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, what a great song.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And that's going to be on this new record you're trying to put out here?
That's right. We've crowdfunded the record already, and there is still a little bit of time if people want to get involved. What I've been doing, I've been utilizing the Facebook Live stuff, and I've got all of the people that have been a backer on this record. I've been going live in all the backstage areas and a lot of the shows that I've been going, and maybe even for a song here today as well, and sharing a lot of the experience on the road and stuff with the people that have been backing this new album. And it's a really cool way of connecting, you know, just instantly with people. I really love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you started it all. You were the first person to Periscope from my show.
Oh, was I?
Yes, you were.
There you go.
Yes. As I recall, last time you were Periscoping.
Yeah,
now you're Facebooking Live.
Well, Periscope's really good, but I mean, Facebook Live, I mean, Facebook is where a lot of people are, you know, hanging out.
Well, that's where you got thousands of fans just waiting for Anthony Snape.
Snapesters.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been really good. So we are part the way through tracking, and I've been able to invite a lot of people in to experience some of the tracking process as well, and, you know, the ups and downs and some of the fun times and the stresses and stuff of recording a record.
Well, a lot of people maybe haven't experienced that, and that's kind of cool.
That's right, I guess. It's interesting.
Where are you doing this?
In Nashville. I live in Nashville. Sort of tour around. Right. So I've got some really amazing people working on the record with me. And basically all we have left to do now, we've put all the bass down. We've got most of the tracks in place. And I've got to do some backing vocals. And I've got some friends that I might get in for a little bit of that. But because I do a lot of the singing, mm-hmm. it's about me experimenting with different kind of backing vocals and harmonies and stuff before I even think about bringing in another texture of a vocal, so I know exactly what I need when they come in.
Now, is this going to be a little more acoustic, or how is this going to be a little different from your last album?
Yeah, it's going to be much more acoustic. All of the instruments on the record are acoustic instruments, except for one instrument, which is an electric guitar that Tommy Emmanuel plays, which is
really
nice.
There's a change.
It's a beautiful irony.
Yeah.
On an acoustic record.
To have one of the best acoustic guitarists in the world play an electric instrument. That's interesting.
And he rips it up. I tell you what, it's an incredible, incredible solo on a song called I Like the Feel.
Yeah.
So I might play that. I'm not sure if I've played that on this show before. I might play that song and give you a vibe.
Well, that would be really cool. You've been playing around the area here. Where have you been playing?
I've been playing all over. Last night I was in Richmond.
Yes.
At the Tin Pan.
I happened to catch your live thing did with the little ukulele in the back of a car. I think I was at some show, and we were just kind of looking, you know, cruising around Facebook, and you have a tendency to do that sometimes when you're listening. And suddenly you popped up, and you were playing with this little toy ukulele back of a car.
Seems like a toy, but it's a real ukulele. Uh-huh. And that's what I've been doing, and basically just popping up here and there and playing wherever I get an opportunity to play.
Uh-huh.
And sharing those experiences with people on the road, sometimes they're really interesting. And other times, like in the television show the other day, you have to wait around and do all the stuff that artists have to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you broadcast that, it's like, well, what are we going to do now? We're just sort of waiting for the television show to go. So you got to make your own fun and show a few things and stuff.
Ooh. Yeah. What was that? There's a noise outside.
It could be my daughter in the background there.
Yes.
I thought this room was meant to be soundproof.
Well, I thought so too. I guess not. Not when your daughter is concerned.
Yeah.
She has a good voice like
her
dad.
She's almost two, and she's letting everyone know about that.
I wanted her to come in and enjoy the acoustic session, but Anthony said, no, I don't think you want her in here. She'll be into everything. And
she loves buttons, and she loves sliders, and so we could get a totally different mix.
She was very interested in our computer thing over here, our computer display. So.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is, I mean, I'm pretty technically minded, but she's been able to do things with my phone I didn't even know was possible.
And the problem is she can't explain what it was.
That's exactly
and you
right.
have to kind of figure it out and go back. But anyway, backtrack on it. But
it's a beautiful thing.
We're talking with Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. What would you like to play now?
Well, I might play that song I was talking about, I Like the Feel.
Okay.
And
this is the one with Tommy Emmanuel on it playing the electric guitar.
He throws in this incredible solo. And I also have another guy that plays harmonica on this song called Pat Burgesson. And he's amazing. He's another one of Tommy's friends. But
excellent.
Here we go. I Like the Feel.
Here's Anthony Stape.
Be so cold, 'cause my baby's always cold. You have no right, no right of way in my soul. And I write the songs, my friends, and I'll love until the end. I can't let you go, 'cause you know I like the feel.
Yeah.
Be so right, 'cause my baby's always right, right on the mark, right on the way, right on the night. And I know we're fine, and I know we could ride. It's too hard to say goodbye. I can't let you go, 'cause you know I like the feel.
Here we go.
You are now.
I'm on it.
Anthony Stape here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow. Well, that is a lot of energy to it.
It does.
Wow. What a song.
Thank you.
So what does your daughter seem to think of your singing? You must expose her a lot to that. So
absolutely. She loves music. She dances, and she loved coming into the studio. Every time she'd walk in the door, she'd be like, music, and she'd want to hear the latest mix. And then she'd dance around and do all that kind of stuff. I mean, kids love music.
Mm-hmm.
The irony of Liliana is whenever we're in the car, she asks Mama to sing.
Aww.
So I'm the singer, and she asked Mama to sing. So that's okay. I don't know how to take it, but it's okay. She probably gets enough of me singing.
Well, later on in life, she'll say, Mom, please sing. I'm getting tired of my dad singing.
No. Well, that's what's going on.
So what happens now? You leave here, and where you go? Back home?
The drive back to Nashville, yeah. I've got a little bit more tracking to do. So I've got a week now in Nashville where we'll be doing nothing pretty much but concentrating on finishing the record. And then it goes into mix. And I've got an incredible mix engineer by the name of Andy Selby who will be working on that for me. Mm-hmm. He's a Grammy winner and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And he worked on the Wisher Keepers record, which
yes.
you guys have had a copy of it.
So. Yes, and we've played it here on the air. And how is that going? How is the Wisher Keepers thing
that
going?
Yeah, that was really good. We did January, February touring California and all through the mid part of America, which was a lot of fun, and people just love that record.
Yeah, it is. It's a very nice record.
Yeah. We haven't released it officially yet, so it's not on iTunes or anything like that. The only place you can get it is on the website, wishkeepers.com.
Uh-huh. So, and that the proceeds of that go to something, correct? Or
well, we were fundraising for the record.
Okay.
And we've made the record now, so it's there. It goes to
feeding, there.
It goes
it's
to
there.
Feeding my daughter, which is really important.
That is important.
If you ask her.
So what is going to be the title of this record, or have you decided?
I haven't really decided. I've kind of decided, but I'm still on the fence about it. So it's going to be the names of one of the songs on the record, but I'm not ready to announce that yet because I'm not 100% sure.
Understood. Yeah. Well, what else would you like to play for us here? We're talking with Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I'd like to play this song. It's a little bit more laid back. And it's one that I wrote after coming back. We went through a bit of, family stuff in Australia, and we lost my wife's mom and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm telling you that because I wanted to set up the feeling that I had when I was coming back to the States with Karen, and how, just traveling with, our little family and stuff was so important. And so this is this song.
Thousand feet above the sea and streams of gasoline. How'd our heavy hearts get so high? Outside the air is thin, but my mind is running clear. This bird is flying south, dancing on a cloud, casting shadows out across the sky. This love, this love. Song given this love is here and now. It's my reason for living this love of ours. Yeah. Touching down here on the ground, all browns and greens and blues. These are seasons to survive. Broken white lines up ahead, 1,000 miles to go. Night is getting colder, you're sleeping on my shoulder. Moon is rising golden tonight. This love. Thank you.
Danny Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, I'm really looking forward to this record. This sounds great.
It's going to be fun. I really love all of the songs that are on this record. It's going to be one of those records, hopefully, that at the end you just turn it on again.
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. But, well, really, really cool music. And how can you sample your music, or how can you get your music? Why don't you?
AnthonySnape.com.
AnthonySnape.com.
That's the place to go.
That's the place to go. And, it, of course, your music is also probably available at other places as well, right?
Yeah, you can go looking around at a few different places, but the best place as an independent artist to get independent music is from the artist's website. So, yeah. Yeah, that's the place to go.
Excellent. Well, I wish you a good trip back to Nashville.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate
it. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I know it's kind of a cloudy, rainy day, and it's you've picked us up.
That's the best time to play music.
Yes, most definitely. And we're looking forward to the new record. I hope you come up with a name soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Anthony Snape here on Hunter at Sunrise. And